Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kol, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. Because Shavuos begins Sunday night, I'm going to offer a few thoughts on the holiday of Shavuos instead of on the Parsha of Bamidbar. So the question I'd like to focus on is, why do we call this holiday Shavuos? The word Shavuos means weeks, and it's actually predicated on the fact that we count 49 days, which are 7 weeks, to get to Shavuos. That's a very odd name for a holiday that celebrates the giving of the Torah. What exactly are we focusing on that the holiday itself is called weeks because we counted 7 weeks? And an answer is that there's an interesting law that every holiday comes out on a specific date on the calendar. So Pesach is always on the 15th of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah is always on the 1st of Tishrei, Yom Kippur on the 10th of Tishrei, and so on. Shavuos is unique in that technically, although today Shavuos always comes out on the 6th day of Sivan, that is only because we have a set calendar. But in the times when there was a Sanhedrin and the month was sanctified based upon witnesses testifying that they saw the new moon, it was in theory possible for Shavuos to come out on the 5th day of Sivan, the 6th day of Sivan, or the 7th day of Sivan, depending on whether the months of Nisan and Iyar, which are the two preceding months, were 29-day months or 30-day months. And depending on the combination, you can have the 5th day of Sivan, 6th day of Sivan, or the 7th day of Sivan for Shavuos. Today, Nisan is always 30 days, Iyar is always 29 days, and so we always have Shavuos on the 6th day of Sivan. But the point I'm bringing out is that Shavuos is celebrated after counting 49 days of the Omer, beginning the 2nd day of Pesach, and it has nothing to do with the date on the calendar. It has to do with counting 49 days. And on day 50, we celebrate Shavuos. And in fact, there's a special law that is brought down that one is not allowed to begin the holiday of Shavuos early. While normally you are allowed to begin a holiday early while it's still day outside, it's still light outside, and you can make Kiddush early, Shavuos is supposed to be celebrated only after dark. And one of the reasons given is one needs 7 complete weeks. And to begin early would end up a situation of beginning the holiday before the 7 weeks are completely complete. And so we emerge with this interesting situation of a holiday that is built upon the 7 weeks of preparation of the 49 days of Sefirot HaOmer of the 7 weeks. And so Shavuos, while we do celebrate the holiday of the giving of the Torah, really what it is a celebration of the level that we have reached during this period of 7 weeks of preparation. It's the idea that we have prepared ourselves to be able to become vessels to receive the Torah, the Jewish people as a nation in the desert. And we every year relive that experience in a spiritual sense that we spend 7 weeks from the Exodus until the holiday of Shavuos preparing ourselves to be able to receive the Torah, to be able to be a vessel to contain the Torah within ourselves. And that is really the celebration of the holiday of Shavuos. And so Shavuos is not merely about Torah study. It's not merely about celebrating the Torah and the study of Torah. In truth, the major focus on study of Torah is actually on Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah at the end of the holiday of Sukkot. But Shavuos is the holiday where we celebrate the fact that we got the Torah. It's the fact that we were a nation that was fit and able to enter into a relationship, almost of a husband and wife type relationship with God and with the Torah. And in fact, the Jewish people are viewed as the bride vis-a-vis God himself at Mount Sinai, and as the groom vis-a-vis the Torah, who is viewed as the Kala, as the bride vis-a-vis the Jewish people. And so we have this very unique relationship with God and with the Torah that occurs through the holiday of Shavuos. And the state that the Jewish people reach is really what we are celebrating on Shavuos. It's the state of being able to receive the Torah, of creating that relationship. That is really what we are celebrating. So, of course, we celebrate with studying Torah, because what better way to celebrate being in a state to have the Torah and to live with the Torah than to study it? And hence, the custom to stay up all night. There are a lot of other ideas behind that as well. But for our discussion, what's relevant to remember and to think about as we enter the holiday of Shavuos is that we as a nation reached a level, and we have the opportunity to continue to work on that, to work on ourselves, to advance ourselves, to not just have the Torah and study it, but to actually be in a special connection and to be vessels to be able to bring the Torah into ourselves and into our lives through the work that we do on our own. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos and a very wonderful Shavuos.